WMFO in Medford. Good morning, Boston, of course, the rest of the world as well, because you can listen to this online, which means you can listen to it anywhere. My name is TK, and welcome to music you might otherwise miss. The first hour, it is the new release show, focusing on new material that was just released or has not been released yet. Second and third hour to be an eclectic blend of neo-folk, indie, alternative, and some classics thrown in, but most of it you probably haven't heard of before, which is why this is music you might otherwise miss. Now, on with the show. I have a great program lined up for you with an hour of music that contains new material from Nick Waterhouse, Delta Crash, and Dumb Lovers. Today's reissue song is from Santana off a re-release of their classic Abraxas album. Also in this morning's entertainment, I have a new single from L.A. Decided to make them today's lineage. That'll hit around the 10:30 mark, so please join us for that. Plus all the other new and interesting music we play for you here at WMFO, which is precisely why you tune to Freeform Radio. Let's get this show started with a tune from Blox. That's B-L-O-X-X. They are a female-fronted alternative indie pop rock four-piece out of Uxbridge, but currently make West London their base of operations. Ophelia is the driving force behind the band with her strong vocal presence and powerful guitar playing. These guys are a do-it-yourself kind of outfit. They launched an Indiegogo page to help fund the launching of their debut EP. With that in mind, they're trying to play as many gigs as possible and hopefully garnering more attention, which will help launch with this brand new single. It's called You, which just came out April 14th. Check it out. New music from Blox here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Take your place. It's all in my head, you say.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO, TK hanging here with you. It is music you might otherwise miss, closing off the two-song set of the opening of the show. It's music from Delta Crash. They're an unsigned dark pop rock indie quartet out of Wetteren, Belgium. They've just self-released their debut seven-song mini LP, Blue Embrace, on March 20th, and that rocking track is called Shimmer of Time. Changing musical direction with something new from My Fever. All one word, all capitals. Here's another unsigned band for today's show. I've got several of them. They're an alt-rock trio based out of Atlanta, Georgia. They've already been compared to the likes of Kings of Leon, The Killers, and The War on Drugs. They're getting ready to launch their new EP, Born for Spaces, on April 28th. The pre-release song for that album is Golden, which came out earlier this year, but I was able to grab a deeper cut from the disc, and that's what I'm going to play for you now. This tune is called Childhood Keepsake, comma, circa 1991. New music from My Fever here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Childhood keepsake, never really let it go. They say a clean slate, but everybody knows. But these days, my age it shows. In these days, memories they go. Blame daddy, he never really let us grow. Oh, but good Lord, we know why he chose. See the castle in it, daddy glows. But if rapture came, where would it go? What's that old game?
That was the latest from Dumb Lovers here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. My name is TK, and you're tuned in to music you might otherwise miss here in a gray, kind of drizzly morning here in the Boston area. Dumb Lovers, they're an unsigned indie pop retro 80s threesome from Bournemouth in the south of England. They are Megan Rees, Robin Clark, and James Cordier on drums. They count their influences as Cocktail Twins, The Cure, and Joy Division, which is how you can see why they have such an 80s influence going there. They've just self-released on April 5th their debut single, and that is called Oscar.
Don't let debt keep you down. Protect your career, your family, and your financial future with help from NFCC, a financial advocate who understands the money issues faced by current and former military members. Schedule a confidential financial review with an objective nonprofit NFCC financial counselor. Call us today at 877-404-6322 or visit us at nfcc.org/military. You owe it to yourself. Get relief now.
Next up is a new one from Water From Your Eyes, which is a great name for a band. They're an indie dance pop duo made up of Rachel Brown and Nate Amos. They're from Chicago and New York, and they are now based in Chicago. They have a mixed release deal with RIP Records and Super Records. RIP released their debut single, Cold Stare, but the album, Long Days, No Dreams, hasn't officially dropped yet to the music outlets like iTunes or Amazon, but it is available via the band's Bandcamp page, by Super Records. I already had the single set for today's show, but I was listening to other tracks yesterday. It's well worth checking out. Anyway, so we're going to stick with Cold Stare. New music from Water From Your Eyes here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Yeah.
Stay right by the radio. We have today's lineage with LA, right after the latest here from Greta Stanley. New music from Greta Stanley here on Freeform Radio, Tufts University 91.5 WMFO. I like the beer can sounds. It's music you might otherwise miss with TK. Greta Stanley is a 22-year-old indie singer-songwriter from Cairns, Australia. She states on her SoundCloud page that she writes, quote, songs that make you feel like sheet in a good way. Obviously, I changed the word to sheet. Greta released her debut EP, Bedroom City, in May of 2015. She got a new producer and re-recorded that song, which is called Drunk Dreams. The song starts out slow with that sound of the bottle cap popping off the beverage container. Once it finds its feet, the song really gets going. I sampled the original version of the song, and I definitely like the new mix better. By the way, that song can be had for free, and I've provided that download at my website at tksmusic.com. The price is right. All right, it is time for our first feature. It's called The Lineage. This is part of the show when I feature a new tune from an artist, and then I'm going to follow it up with a selection from their past. It's always a little fun. It helps add some perspective to an artist's career. Today's subject is L.A. LA is a four-piece alt-rock pop band that come from very disparate areas. The areas are Madrid, Mallorca, and Los Angeles. I don't really have much more information other than that. I first found them in 2013 with their single Dual Eyes. They followed it up with Rebel. And then I got to see them at the 2014 South by Southwest Music Festival. They sputtered there for a couple years, but then in 2016, they got signed to Sony Music, the Spanish division of that label. With this new partnership, I am hoping that LA will get a leg up on some exposure. The new album, King of Beasts, comes out on the 28th of May. I have for you now the album's pre-release single. It's called Leave It All Behind. So this is LA. They are today's Lineage here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
There's something in your heart I need to break right through. When summer's getting harder, you got the future under you. Oh, nothing in the way. You need no lucky break or faith. We could take this whole thing farther. There's no words that ease your pain.
Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK here with you. It's music you might otherwise miss. Finishing up with today's Lineage, that was L.A. with Dualize, which was originally released as a single 2013 and also on their debut album, the same name, later on that year. If you want to check out today's new release show playlists in its entirety, I have posted it already at my website at tksmusic.com. That's tksmusic.com. Also, I mentioned earlier, there's some free downloads available as well and some videos housed in there. Check it out at tksmusic.com. Keeping the tunes going here with a visit to today's reissue release of the week. It's from Santana. The album that has been re-released is Abraxas, which originally came out in 1970. I keep forgetting how long Carlos Santana has been around. His debut self-titled release was 1969, I think it was. The guy doesn't slow down either. He keeps reinventing himself by working with younger talent like Michelle Branch and Rob Thomas. In 1970, Santana released their sophomore record, Abraxas, and it, lived up to expectations. It had songs on it like Oye Como Va, Samba Pa Ti, and this one, Black Magic Woman. So this is Santana with our reissue song of the week here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.
Thank you. think I can give me.
Hi again, my blood's gone thin. Sunday morning. There's my girl, yeah, she's alright. I'll stay all day. Wasting cash, talking trash. Oh, I know that it won't last. Hanging loose, what's the use? I've got nothing left to prove. Touch the sky.
Farm Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. TK spinning the lanes for you here at Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Closing off that two-song set with music from Love Speak. Love Speak is, they are six guys from Sandvika, Norway, that make music with a touch of electronica pop sensibility. That's my description. They describe their music as, quote, handmade retro electronic feel-good indie pop, unquote. I totally hear that on that track called Novocaine, which features American vocalist Max Frost. The band broke out big time last year with their critically acclaimed debut album, DNA. This has been, has been released as a standalone single. Hopefully, they'll have more in the works for us later this year. Keeping the tunes going here with a track from the Shivas. And the Shivas, S-H-I-V-A-S, play some old-school 60s rock and roll with a touch of grunge, a little bit of surf in there. They are a mixed-gender trio from Portland, Oregon. They are Jared Molyneux, Eric Shannonfeld, and Kristen Leonard. I just found these guys over the weekend. However, doing my usual background check, I found that these guys have been a band since 2006, which is amazing. They've played live in almost all 50 states and over 20 countries worldwide. Plus, they've released 5 full-length albums and 2 EPs. Well, they are back with a brand new EP, and it's called Turn Me On. And I have for airplay today the album's title track. I like the low amp quality of the lead guitar and the call and the call of the back and forth of Jared and Kristen on the vocals. It's really a nice tune. New music from the Shivas here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss. Freeform Radio, Tufts University, 91.5 WMFO. It's music you might otherwise miss. That song just makes me smile. My name is TK, and closing off that set was a new track from Nick Waterhouse. He's cool. In honor of Record Store Day, Nick Waterhouse released a 7-inch. The A-side is L.A. Turnaround, which appeared on his last album, which came out last year, called Never Twice. However, the B-side is a new recording. It's called I Cry. It was originally written for Jan and Dean way back when in the 60s, but never got recorded. Nick puts his trademark cool spin on the track, which I'm really liking a lot. All right, let me slip in one more from Archivist, and that is spelled with a K instead of a C-H. They are three lads from Portland, Oregon, and they focus on making experimental indie pop. I originally found them a year ago with the release of their debut single, Seeing Stars. They have since moved to Los Angeles and picked up a new producer, Mike Bishop. Mike has worked with The Killers, Two Door Cinema Club, and Silver Sun Pickups. I could easily tell the difference as sound quality and the production from last year's track, as it were. Anyway, I like these three guys a lot, and I like the fact that they trade off vocal duties, which gives them a richer, more varied sound. The track I have for you is called Western Children, and it's been released as a standalone single. Of course, please stay tuned for hours 2 and 3 of music you might otherwise miss.
Your failing to realize your grand
WMFO in Medford. Welcome to part two of Music You Might Otherwise Miss. In this segment, I have tunes for you from The Cure, Dire Straits, and Elvis Costello. Plus, I have new tunes from Ukiyo, Portugal the Man, and Phaser Days. Double Down feature artist is Diet Sig, which will include two tracks from their latest release. Plus, I've got a great cover tune for you, Inner Cover Me feature. Let's get this hour started with a tune from Spoon. It's called Do You, here on Music You Might Otherwise Miss.